You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Make it stop. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. Call, text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. President Biden in town in Milwaukee today talking about investing in getting rid of lead lines courtesy of the bipartisan infrastructure law. He will be making a speech. They're going to try and grab that during Todd Alba's show around 12:30. Todd, of course, right after the noon news here on Civic Media. Right now, though, 11:52, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
We wrap up the show every day with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the Big Bear edition. Greg Bach.
For Mark Lanza and Mark Chow... running into wildlife is no, it's a common occurrence because they live in Monrovia, California.
Okay, they're in California.
Yeah, they're in California. And they decided one night, I guess they're horror movie fans, and they started watching a film called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Which also should not be a thing.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. So Winnie the Pooh came into public domain, a version of it. So now you can use it at will.
And they made a horror movie.
They made a disgusting horror movie. Like, it's, people either love it or hate it. And apparently they hated it so much, they're making a second one.
Oh, man.
But Mark and Mark were sitting down for an evening.
Watching movie.
Apparently they hadn't eaten, because you don't watch that movie after you eat.
All right.
And they said, while we were watching the movie, we thought it was part of the soundtrack. We heard something and we rewound it. And it wasn't, we were hearing pounding.
Oh, gosh. And they thought it was coming from the film, and it's not.
Exactly. Basically, they stopped the movie, they went and looked around, and they realized something was under the house. God. It wasn't Winnie the Pooh Bear. It was a 350-pound brown bear that was coming out of their window in the basement. Yeah. And let me tell you something, folks. I know we're supposed to be scared of bears. I get it. They're scary. They're big. This is a cute bear. This is a very cute bear. I just wanted to pet it.
Did it happily walk away, or was it what?
It camping? Was chased away. Everyone's fine. No one was hurt. No one was injured. I think they got a broken window, but that's the least of your worries when a 350-pound bear enters your domicile while you're watching a movie about a murderous bear and a murderous piglet. That's the thing is, like, I would probably be scared if a bear got into my house, but I think I would never, the notion of like the connection between the movie and the happenings, that's a new level of terror.
Absolutely.
That you'll be dreaming about for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. I would have run screaming.
Yeah. I think I would have been scared too. I would have run away too, but also like I said, you watch it on the video and that bear, you just want to boop its nose.
Well, because they're kind of lumbery and stuff, yeah. And all of that. Yeah. Until they're chasing you up a tree.
All right.
Just saying.
My gosh. I guess Jane thinks bears shouldn't be a thing.
No, I'm cool with bears, just not under my house or near my house or near me.
So 350-pound bears invading your home while you're watching Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey is definitely this should not be a thing.
Absolutely. That is an excellent, excellent example of what should not be. If you ever have a thing that shouldn't be, we would love to hear about it. Send it to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. That is today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And thank you to Todd Michaels for putting that together, too. We had so much fun with it.
Did you know that you can listen to separate episodes of This Shouldn't Be a Thing now? There's only a couple on there. But you can actually download this segment on our website, civicmedia.us/shows.
We have new pictures up.
Oh, we look like a radio team. Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. Like, look wistful and mischievous. Oh, man.
And fun.
Yeah. So you can download the show as the podcast, or you can, and you can download This Shouldn't Be a Thing as a mini pod. I would call it a mini show because it's only about 8 minutes long. It's a lot of fun. It's that last section of the show, but, you know, show it to your friends. Get on board.
Have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Coming up tomorrow, Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, will be joining us. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for public cervix announcement. She wasn't able to join us the last couple of weeks, so we have some catching up to do with Dr. Hanks, public cervix announcement as well. If you have a medical issue or a question, you can email that to the same email address, janesays@civicmedia.us. And Greg, I believe there is a new super PAC out there that has a new political ad that is going to be debuting on our program tomorrow.
Oh, Mother Glory.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've never heard of this particular super PAC before. Sounds a little bit different than the last one.
I would be very worried about, like, your home location in Google Maps. You get a lot of calls and packages from super PACs.
Odd drop-offs.
Yeah.
But it'll all be good.
Of course. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m., Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, Dom Salvia from 4 to 6, and Pete Schwabba with Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today. Get outside. It's so nice. And have the chance to share it. Have a great day. We'll see you in the morning. News is next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.